Radio On The Go News.
With Radio On The Go News, I'm Brian Fancher reporting. A new monthly survey of business leaders in 9 Midwest and Plain states shows the region's economy remains healthy and overall confidence in the economy over the next 6 months has improved. But about half of supply managers surveyed expect supply chain disruptions to get worse for the first 6 months of 2022. Firms reported that transportation issues such as trucking, air, and rail delays were the greatest factors accounting for supply chain disruptions. The overall index for November of the Creighton University Mid-America Business Conditions released yesterday fell to 60.2 from October's 65.2. Any score above 50 on the survey's indexes suggests growth. The monthly survey covers Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. Also, a proposed pipeline that would move captured carbon dioxide from Iowa ethanol and fertilizer plants to Illinois, where it would be stored underground, is set for discussion at a series of upcoming community meetings. The Heartland Greenway system proposed by Texas-based Navigator CO2 Ventures would stretch out for almost 900 miles in Iowa. In the broadcast area, the pipeline would cross portions of Hardin, Franklin, Butler, and Floyd counties. Informational meetings about the pipeline scheduled to be held December 15th in Iowa Falls, December 16th in Hampton and Greene, and December 17th in Charles City. The Iowa Attorney General's office says you should keep 5 things in mind while holiday shopping this year. They are: shop smartly online, avoid ID theft, be wary of unexpected emails and calls, know the rules to using gift cards, and make your donations count. Concerning the last one, the safest way to give on social media or through crowdfunding is to donate to people you actually know who contact you about a specific project. Don't assume that solicitations on social media or crowdfunding sites are legitimate, even when they are shared or liked by your friends. Now, if you believe you have been scammed or suspect a charity is actually acting fraudulently, contact your local law enforcement agency or the Iowa Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division. The number is 800-777-4590. Tuesday morning, the Hampton Police Department received the report of the theft of a package from a residence in the 200 block of 5th Street Southeast. The package had been set out to be picked up by the U.S. Postal Service, the package valued at $37. The first new drug to treat Alzheimer's disease in 2 decades was approved by the FDA in June, and it's finally starting to reach patients, though most Iowans won't be able to afford it, at least not yet. Lauren Livingston, a spokeswoman for the Iowa chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, says it's encouraging that the drug is now in production.
It actually is starting to roll out in hospitals and clinics right now, and as doctors are getting the equipment to be able to give the infusion treatment.
Now, approval of the drug, Aduhelm, offers the promise of some relief for the 66,000 Iowans who are now living with the most common cause of dementia.
The barrier right now is the cost of the drug. It's still astronomically high, and that's something that Alzheimer's Association and other organizations are trying to call the drug company Biogen to lower that price so it is more accessible to everyone.
Reports say a year-long course of the drug now costs $56,000 per patient. As 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's, Aduhelm has the potential to be a multi-billion-dollar expense for Medicare.
We are expecting in the springtime in 2022 for Medicare and Medicaid services to decide if they will provide coverage for the drug. And if they hopefully do provide coverage, then it will be much more widely available. People will be able to get it, and the price won't be a barrier.
While there's a possibility the drug could slow progression of the disease, there's an important distinction. It's a treatment for Alzheimer's, not a cure. Alzheimer's is a progressive, degenerative, and fatal brain disease. While 66,000 Iowans are now diagnosed with it by 2025, that number is expected to grow to 74,000. The city of Mason City has filed a municipal infraction citation in Cerro Gordo County District Court against the company that owns a building at the intersection of Highway 65 and 122 that had a partial collapse of its parapet in June. The city filed the citation against Highway 18 LLC concerning the Letts, Spencer & Smith Company building After the partial collapse, the city has had adjacent sidewalks and roadway lanes closed waiting for the building owner to make repairs. Mason City says the sidewalk and lane closures have cost the city about $40,000, and in the citation request, a judge to order repairs to the damaged building be made within 60 days. If not, the city would ask the judge to allow Mason City to demolish the building and assess all the costs to the property owner. Highway 18 LLC denies the allegation, says the case should go before a magistrate and not a district court judge. A hearing on the motion to transfer the case to a magistrate is set for January the 4th. The Clarksville City Council recently held a special meeting and accepted the resignation of City Clerk Lori Peterson. Her last day will be Monday, December 6th. The Clarksville City Council also voted to approve advertising for the full-time city clerk position. NIAC has received a $2,000 grant for their Power of Beekeeping program. The grant is provided through Farm Credit Services of America's Working Here Fund. NIAC will use this grant to develop a non-credit beekeeping certificate program. The funds will be used to purchase items such as hives, bees, protective clothing, and other beekeeping equipment. The program offers job training related to developing bee products and increases pollinators in North Iowa. The certificate program will run 6 to 12 weeks with meetings twice per week. Classes will begin in the summer of 2022. NIAC is one of 65 organizations to receive a Working Here Fund grant in the third quarter of 2021. The 2022 Iowa State Fair is not until mid-August, but advanced admission tickets plus ride coupons or vouchers for the Giant Slide, Ye Olde Mill, and Thrill Park wristbands are now on sale. For example, advanced adult admission tickets are $9, a savings of $5, while advanced child tickets are $5 for a savings of $3. In addition, the first grandstand show was announced yesterday as Keith Urban, who will perform August 20th, 2022. Tickets for his concert go on sale Friday, December 10th at 10 a.m. For more information or to purchase tickets, go to iowastatefair.org. That's iowastatefair.org. And today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is the operations manager of the Iowa Work Center in Mason City, James Arvidson. We'll discuss the employment situation in North Iowa. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, with archive programs available under the News tab at RadioOnTheGo.com. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 56, and the low of 37. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.